Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion about temptation. I'm joined by the awesome Wes Nelson and the awesome Lindsay Kane. You're both equally awesome. So, Lindsay, have you never been tempted to take a job that wasn't right for you? I mean, I've done so many things like that in my life.
I've done loads of stuff because they always end up going somewhere or meeting someone that can help in a certain way or just leads to something. Anything really on a night out, just everything always leads to something.
That's why you always stay out.
Yeah.
So, exactly. What if I go to this afters to 6-7 and I meet Warren Buffett? Like, this could
Exactly. But it is true. You never know.
Talking of Warren Buffett, we find ourselves a lot of the time where you get tempted by two different paths. One's probably got steady progression on it, and the other one is a quick financial hit. Happens all the time on all walks of life. I don't care whether you're a nuclear designer, a teacher, a musician, or whatever. It seems to be sometimes the route of progression doesn't necessarily have cash, at least initially. Sometimes not at all. So what is more tempting, finance or progression?
So I think that's super relevant for me because the first lockdown, when I first started music, I had a load of TV opportunities that was coming in. One was hosting, which is one that I've always wanted to do on a sports channel, which is what I wanted for a long time. But it wasn't necessarily what I really, really wanted. It was just, it felt like the natural progression, if that makes sense. Like it was where I'd want to be in TV as opposed to just running around in a villa with like my pants on and stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes.
but then I turned it all down because I've been talking to my manager, I was talking to my family about doing music, and I was like, I really want to do something with music. I really want to start recording and writing because I have all these amazing ideas. I just want to get them down. And there's like, you know what, you should just go for the music stuff. And I was just like, you know what, fuck it, let's just drop it. And there's all this money. Like, I was looking at paychecks, and my manager at the time, different management, was looking at me and was like, you're an idiot. Like, what? You've wanted this for ages. Like, there's so much money in it. And this, that, and the other. And I kind of turned it down blind, not knowing where music's going to take us. And then 8 months down the line, signed my first record deal and did really see nobody. And then went number three in the charts. But like, it was sort of a blind leap of faith. Amazing. But it worked out so much for the better, if that makes sense. Like, I think just following your passions and following what's actually true to you in the long run will always pay out better than it would if you're just sort of taking them.
And that's for anyone starting a business, anyone, by the way. You don't, whatever that business idea is that you've been nursing, don't be scared, you know, try it.
But Wes, do you think if you had, it had taken all those opportunities that came to you after the villa, do you think that would have affected your, to then be taken seriously in the music world? Do you think that would have affected it?
Oh, 100%, 100%. And it's still to this day does. Like, there's always that sort of snobbery, like people will always turn their nose up, oh, yeah, but you've come from this, you've come from that, you've come from this. And I think the only thing that you can combat that with is just results. Like, and it's, but people can now see it's genuine. It's not sort of like I'm forcing it and this, that, and the other. Like, this is generally what I've wanted to do, and I've been doing it for years and years prior to coming out and doing it publicly. But I think the public aren't stupid. They can see through what's genuine and what's not. But I think doing more sort of off-brand opportunities, like I didn't really do any influencerships. And when I left, I wasn't really on that. That made me feel proper. I just hated it. I hated it so much. I gave all the money back for the contracts that I got.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that before, yeah.
it just really, really wasn't for me. But
bloody hell, you don't hear that every day, do you?
I know, but it's like I just hate social media as a whole for the most part. And I think when you've seen both sides of it, you see the ugly sides and how fake it is, and this other thing, that sort of pushed me away from it even more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think throwing yourself at opportunities that are genuinely you is never going to be damaging. But
I think we've got more of an issue in the UK with this. You know, like, oh, you do one thing, you can't do the other. I read a really long article. I'm really into books, as you can tell listeners. And I saw one the other day. I know David Williams is like the flavour of the month to try and cancel or whatever. But it wasn't just him, David Williams. It was all the other people who aren't authors that have attempted to write books, and the article was scathing. It's messing it up for proper authors. These celebrities are publishing books. Not once did they ever consider the possibility that there might be someone who's in the public eye who's actually a good writer. They've just they just didn't get to do that before they were a TV presenter or a comedian or whatever. You know, some of us are born with talents that we were nursing from when we were 5 years old. We just happen to be known for another thing. The prejudice, and it's a lot worse in the UK than it is in the US.
100%.
If you're a comedian in the US, you go straight into a sitcom, everyone's clapping. If you're a comedian that's relatively well known like me, fucking hard to get people to take you seriously in a role where I'm not playing myself. That's just a comedian. But yet Chris Rock could do 800 arenas and then do a film as a dad with a kid dying of cancer, and no one would question it. It's bizarre. Literally.
It's so annoying, and sort of like that's been sort of the back burner of my career going into music, like just shaking that stigma. But people, people see you as one thing, and then they find it so difficult in the UK to see you as anything else.
Very strange. We have to move into relationships, of course. Now, this has been studied, and you'll be disappointed to learn, ladies and gentlemen, and non-binary people in between, that men and women are programmed differently when it comes to temptation. Really, Poirot? According to a study by John Lydon in 2008, 724 heterosexual men and women in serious relationships were asked to react when another attractive person enters the mix. So it's testing how a couple reacts when a good-looking person comes in and tempts. Now, men tend to look at their own partners in a more negative light after meeting a single attractive woman. This was done not through straightforward questions, it was measured in a crafty way. So if there's a couple there and a really fit girl's in the question, the tests afterwards, the man's looking at who he's with and that, meh, because the temptation's in his head. Whereas women, completely the other way around. If a woman's there with a man, and all things being equal in the quality of the relationship, and an attractive man comes in, an available man, it strengthens their relationship with their existing man. If they have those flutters, it brings them closer to the man they love. So unfortunately, it seems to be, according to this study of 724 people, not massive, but not tiny. And also there's other stats here. Men that are, say, for example, work as university lecturers that are constantly surrounded by women aged 18 to 21 are more likely to cheat. Not with those women at university, just more likely to cheat per se. So men constantly being around 18 to 21-year-old women are more likely to cheat. That's probably why musicians...
isn't looking good for me, though.
The argument seems to say that when men have a greater exposure to attractive, available females, they're more likely to get into that temptation mindset.
I feel like that's bullshit. I feel like that's the other way around. Like, because I feel like, I've never cheated, and I've put it out there so many times, like, and all my ex-partners will all agree, like, I've never done anything bad in that sense in a relationship ever, which is, I think it is quite rare for men in my position. But at the same time, the way it worked for me was that being in and around it all the fucking time, then you're just so used to it. Like, it's just, it's not fun anymore. Like, it's not exciting. Like, because you're around it all the time. That's not saying, oh, yeah, there's loads of girls throwing something. Like, I'm not saying that. It's just that they're all there, and it's like, do you know what I mean? It's not new, and it's not exciting. Whereas if you weren't exposed to that all the time, going out and seeing all these people and this, that, and the other, then you'd be like, puppy eyes, like, oh, getting all excited and stuff. But I don't think it's that exciting for me personally. I find it way more exciting just staying in and chilling. But yeah, I think it works the opposite way for me, I think.
Unlike physics, which remains exciting and new.
Yes, so exciting. Science I can't stuff. Wait to go back.
No, but so what do you think of this, Linz, that... you know, men, when they're exposed to those types of environments, are more likely to, it doesn't necessarily say cheat, but they're more likely to look in their own partner in a negative light, that boredom thing kicking in. How do we fix this problem in masculinity if we have to assume that Wes and me are exceptions? It's funny because every man I speak to is an exception.
Do you know what was interesting when you were saying where it's like, oh, I've never cheated, and like I was about to go to say well done, like genuinely not being sarcastic, no, but like, oh, well done, like you should be proud. But then I would never say that to a woman and be like, oh, well done for not cheating on your partner. Like, it's so weird, isn't it, that I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
like it's just like a given thing. But you know, apparently we've spoken to a lot of guys on here where the same women now are worse than men, like they're cheating as
women are worse.
This is
right
crazy
now.
I did not know.
This is a fact. Like, it's a fact. Like, because I, especially when I go out and see all these girls, and I know that some, for example, like, because I can see it, because they're trying to do the nonsense, some of them are trying to do the nonsense with me. And I'm like, I know you've got a fella. Like even on tour, like, there's some mad stories.
So is it...
Hold on, Lindsay. I want to hear a mad story with names changed.
Oh, God.
Mad story. There's also this city girl, like hot girl summer mentality that's now just been born out of social media, where women are now going out of their way to just do the same fuckboy shit as men do. But they're just better at keeping a cap. Like, guys are dumb. Like, guys will go out and celebrate. Hey, look, guess what I shagged. Women just aren't as proud of it, but still kind of do it in the... like on the low.
They're going to the dick tree with camouflage on, is what you're saying.
The dick tree.
But the guy won't, if the guy wants to keep it under wraps, he'll keep it under wraps for the girl's sake, if that makes sense. Whereas a girl might tell the friend and tell a friend, and then it gets back to the girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? And then they find out through that way. But guys aren't going to go grass to another guy and say, oh yeah, by the way, your missus messaged me. They'll just keep it
on the low.
To themselves.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wes, you know when you're saying you've seen all these girls and you've seen them in action when they've got a fella at home?
Yes.
Are these people out of the industry or are they in the industry?
Out of the industry. Not necessarily in the industry. Like, there's people in the industry, I've seen it, and people out of the industry.
It's juicy.
But it's crazy juicy. It's crazy to see, like, some of the guys that, like, when I've been on tour with, like, some of my friends and stuff like this, and they've got with people and done some stuff and whatever, and then the amount of times we've got back on the tour bus and we've done, like, a little debrief of what's
debrief after the debriefing.
Show the gram. Nice. Showing, like, Instagrams and stuff like this. The amount of times, honestly, more than 10 in 17 tour dates, I've seen people go, oh, my God, she's married. Oh, my God, she's got a boyfriend. Oh, my God, look at this. And then, like, one time after a London show, we got in the car and one of the boys was like, oh, this is the girl that I was with last night and blah, 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 blah. She's really nice. I've just requested her. She accepts. We see her uploading a story the morning after making breakfast for a fella.
Oh, no.
Saying, missed this guy, blah, 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 blah. I was with her yesterday. And, like, they don't tell us. They'll just do it without, like, letting any... It's crazy. Girls are nuts. I just can't buy into this that men are worse right now.
If only Chris Brown had written a song about that that we could quote, but I just can't think of one. Wow.
Well, no, like, yeah, I think women are just as bad as men.
Okay, let me ask Lindsay a question then. What's driving that? Is it that...
Cardi B.
Is it that women have had enough of being treated that way and they're like, if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it? Is it natural urges that finally now feminism has freed women to express themselves sexually, which is... It is a good thing, but not if someone's getting hurt. You see this documentary of Cara Delevingne that's just dropped on iPlayer talking about women, women's bodies, women getting in touch with their own pleasure. All of this I'm behind, but what type of world are we in if we're all trying to be as toxic as each other? And what's driving women to behave like that, Lindsay? Is it freedom or pain?
I've no idea. I sound like such an old woman. Like, obviously, now, back in my generation, like, I don't think that we ever did anything like that. So I've never done it. So I can't pass comment on, you know, I don't know. I think maybe if they've been hurt in the past, they might just think, oh, fuck it. If you can't beat them, join them type thing. Maybe it's that. I don't know. I haven't personally, but so I don't know.
But that's what men have done with a lot of women shit. Like, we've gone for our mums and our grandmas' generations. It was women being forced to starve, pluck every hair from their body while men were just hairy and smelly. But in the end, men have gone, well, if you can't beat them, join them. Now, men are the ones cutting their calories. Men are the ones waxing and plucking. Men are the ones threading their eyebrow. Yeah. So, well, are we fancy some of that toxic female shit? Oh, excuse me while I just shave the gap between my balls and my bum before I go out. And women are like, well, we wouldn't mind a bit of your toxic shit. I'm going to be entered like a game of kaplunk.
Entered. Entered is absolutely outrageous, by the way.
Entered more times than a Sudoku competition. I can spit bars all day long. Do you know what I mean? We're ending up in the same sort of horrible mess. I can't decide whether it's great, go girls, you're free, show the boys what it's made of, or it's awful and we should all be trying to lift each other's morals up. I'm so confused.
I think it's one of them. Like, I don't know if it's that necessarily that bad. And I think it was nice to think that it was never happening before, though. Guys just don't want to believe it. It's just now it's more talked about that girls are doing it. I think that's been driven by like pop culture and how social media and
who's better at hiding.
Women are way better at hiding.
Oh my god, I am learning so much.
Why do you think guys have got such a bad rep? Because they always get fucking caught.
It's true. That's true. Yeah.
women get. So you're telling me, as a female, you've never seen. I'm not trying to drop your friends in it now. But over the years, you've never seen your female friends do something that they shouldn't be doing, or they've definitely hidden from their partner that they shouldn't be doing.
I haven't.
Ever. You're good. See, this is why you're good.
Lindsay's got a shit memory. But I'm with you. 100%.
I've been in situations where I've seen girls that I know with someone as well, like not that are trying to get with us or whatever, just doing shit that they shouldn't be doing. I'm like, well... You shouldn't be talking to him, or you definitely aren't going to tell your partner that. Oh yeah, by the way, I had a really great 2.5-hour chat in a hotel room with blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
I think the last point to make then is social media, because before, like when the generation before were going out on the pool, it's quite a step, isn't it, to take someone's number, like write it down or put it in your mobile and then call them or text them. That's straightforward. You should not be doing that. Naughty, but just like. Having a little smoke on a spliff back in the day might lead you to be hanging around with the wrong people that had something a bit stronger. These micro flirts can be a gateway drug, can't they?
So you're like likes and follows.
Likes
and
leads like to licks. That's what I always say.
Likes lead to licks. Yeah, I think that anything, things like that, and people can dress it up as you like, but I think doing stuff like that, especially if it's like provocative content, and things. I think I don't agree with it personally. It's just like there's no reason for you to be, and maybe I sound crazy. Like there's no reason for you to be. Oh, there's a guy with his top off and this, that, and the other, or flirting. Why would you need to like that? It's like I don't personally understand it. And you can say whatever it is, but it's always if you look at people who break up after, it's usually them people that they'd be going after as well.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like they're the people that they're sort of like, oh, I like you, but I'm not enough to message you, but I do like it. Do you know what I mean? I just don't get it personally, but I think for me, anything that you'd hide from your partner that you're doing shadiness is cheating in my eyes.
Yeah, it's 100%. I agree with that. Yeah,
you've got to kind of draw a line in the sand somewhere where you can say, "Oh, is that cheating?" For me, I just make it real clear. Like, if you're willing to hide it from me, that's cheating.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. If there's something that you wouldn't show or share,
yeah,
because of how that might appear, then there's obviously something wrong with that. Therefore, it's not appropriate.
One last thing then. Flirting. Where does flirting fit in to its relationship to temptation? Because I flirt with my own reflection, houseplant, gay men, old Russell women, young flirt. Women. Anyone who could potentially in another life want to shag me, and that includes the houseplant.
The houseplant's looking at you real funny behind you right now.
There's nothing in it. That probably says more about my need to be on stage telling jokes 24/7. Because that's not hidden. Well, the reason I'm mentioning it is where there's nothing hidden. It's not like Lindsay walks in and I stop flirting. If anything, I turn it up on the dial. There's an innocence to it, but at the same time, it is a cousin of temptation, is it not?
No, I hear it 100%. But maybe certain people just have it naturally and don't even necessarily mean to do it, or they want to for a little attention, or I don't know.
But could it cause temptation in another that doesn't have that philosophy? This is the issue you might have, being your fun, friendly, flirty self.
This is good food for thought.
The only problem is, like, say, for instance, Russ, you flirted with the wrong girl. You're just being innocent. If that girl's single and thinks, I fancy him, that could give her the little key to the door and think, right, I've got a shot here.
But what key? The lock is not open. What key?
No, but you know, like, so for instance, right, we were out in a restaurant years ago. I won't say too much, but there was a person who was on a TV show that hated Manx, and I'm from Manchester, right?
Yeah, but you got to understand, she's a scouser, girls. So that ramps everything up to 100.
So now you've just, yeah, okay. Anyway, so she hates Manx. So there was another, that I think, like, Michelle Keegan was in the same place, so she's a Manx as well, as am I. Proud Manx. And she came over, and we were sat in a long table, and she came up to us and was like,
oh, I was eating my
dinner.
I was eating.
Mid-steak. So Russell sat next to me here, and there's a mirror on this side. So I could see her, like, hovering, like, coming over to the table, and I'm watching in the reflection, and I'm like, I'm going to go in a minute. This girl's, like, taking
this girl's
a piss. She's coming over to my
20,
husband.
I'm not even joking. She must be 20 years old, this girl. Absolutely terrible.
But what was brilliant was she came over and was like, oh, I've heard you from TV. Like, what's your name? What do you do? And it's like, this girl needs to fuck off. But what was great was the fear. The fear in Russell's body language and face was like, if you don't go, we're both going to get killed. Fuck off. Like, and it's like, I've taught him well.
Let me eat my fucking steak.
But if he had, like, flirted with her... Yeah, but no, but if you had flirted with her like you would naturally do...
No, that's different.
Like, with anyone...
Different. I'm
like
talking
that,
about...
She'd be like, oh, I've got a chance here.
You're obviously not going to flirt with someone that's coming in torpedo. But if you're just being your normal friendly self and you send out... They've received your correct message incorrectly and you generate temptation in them, you can then end up in a situation if they're voice noting you or messaging you, like, shit, I didn't mean that. You got to deal with that.
But as a guy, I think we can't be blind in that. Like, we know when someone's also flirting back or if they've got the wrong message. And I think it's then up to the guy to then shut it down and just say, listen, okay, now I see you've got the wrong end of the stick here.
Yeah.
Let me just...
Yeah, let me get that stick back.
But didn't you give a warning to it? It's like, I'm with a Manx. I'm married to a Manx.
I think I just... I think I started, like, just started crying or something. You're going to get us both fucking shot. Get out of the building.
Get away from my meat.
Exactly. Oh, that's my debut track. Right, okay. We're out of time. Thank you very much, Wes Nelson. I know you're busy, lad. So thank you very, very much for joining me to talk about temptation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lindsay Kane, thank you for keeping me in line constantly. That's been another issue of Man Baggage. Please do hang around if you've come here as friends or followers of either of these two guests. Please leave a review, stick around, and leave a nice review, or even flirt with me, or just DM me. Do you know what I mean? It's all good. See you later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.